My name is Shazia Sikandar. Born in Pakistan, came here in 92. The works come from looking at Indian, Persian miniature paintings, book illustrations, illuminated manuscripts.
Sikandar's miniature paintings are rich with issues and references completely foreign to the miniature tradition. Perilous Order includes not only Islamic but also Hindu, modernist, and personal imagery.
I have a very strong affection actually for this work because it was layered very slowly over a period of years. It has multiple very thin layers of paint, and thus it allows light to be trapped. And the title Perilous Order is about a variety of structural devices which can lead to order or a chaos of order.
The male figure in the center portrays a friend of Sikandar's, but it is modeled on aristocratic portraits from the Muslim Mughal Empire of India. The marbled border is a traditional framing device. The grid of repeated black circles, which obliterates part of the underlying image, is a reference to minimalism.
So I was playing with multiple formalist issues.
Over the portrait is an amorphous form of a hovering female with roots instead of feet. It evolved from quick gestural work Sikandar made without premeditation.
The form is self-rooted, so self-feeding. It is independent, but at the same time, disconnected. This form has recurred in a variety of works. It almost is actually a very signature form of my work.
The women here are gopis, traditional lovers and worshippers of the Hindu god Krishna.
There's always a large group of women worshippers against the singular notion of the male god. And the multiplicity of the gopis symbolizes women's view of their own spirituality as opposed to a male-dominated view. At times, they have come across as very humorous for me, where I'm questioning their role.
To the right, on the adjoining wall, you see a number of drawings by Sikandar from her series 51 Ways of Looking. In the image nearest the corner, Sikandar has reduced the gopis to the silhouettes of their hair.
So the bodies kind of disappear and the hair remains. A figurative element gets reduced into extreme abstraction and the meaning changes. The hair sometimes can look as if it's swarms of birds or bees or bats. I'm challenged to seek an image which has this potential to change its meaning so many times. I don't necessarily just see myself as political or feminist or dealing with just championing a tradition. I am interested in as many categories as possible. The more the categories, the merrier. Because as an artist, I am not trying to give answers. It's all about questions and opening new ways of looking at work and keeping it open-ended.